Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. Today, I'm just so excited to sit here and come talk to you and to help you understand how you can actually enhance your life while you're going through this time. See, what happens sometimes is that when we are struck with uncertainty or when we're struck with barriers, what happens is we sometimes start to give up or we start to become immobile, if you will. And so while, of course, you know, I have the workouts out there for you, of course, you know that. I also want you to know that it's very important that you exercise your mind. It has been proven that exercising your mind and your body simultaneously will help you release the stress in your life. So while you're over there and you're doing your push-ups and your power jumps and your jumping jacks or lifting weights, it's also important for you to be able to think about yourself as you go through times like this so that you can enhance your life moving forward. With that said, today we're going to focus on 7 tips and 7 things that can help you enhance your life. Get ready to trust and believe.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, so I'm going to get right to it. What I hope is that you have a pen, paper, a pad, maybe your truth bomb journal, or even the notes up on your phone so that you can write some of these things down so that you're able to really push yourself forward and come out of this quarantine stage and this silent stage and maybe this mindful stillness stage a little bit more on top than what you were even before we started. And so step number one is self-communication. I have a question for you. How many times do you wake up and communicate with yourself? Or how many times did you actually realize that you communicate with yourself? Because a lot of times, just like, you know, we wake up and now we're so focused on turning on the news and obviously trying to pay bills and possibly running to the grocery store, and you're focused on doing all of these things in your house that's going to help you prepare for the day. And the one thing that you forget to do is to find time for you and to communicate with yourself for the day. Somehow, in some way, being able to communicate with you so that as you're going throughout the day and you're doing all of these other things, you have found a time in the beginning of the day to connect with yourself so that you put yourself in a really great headspace. Now, with self-communication, of course, you should be able to use it in different areas of your life, for work, for relationship, for even your fitness. But in a time like now, it's just really important to have that moment of self-communication to just really believe in yourself and know that what you're doing at this moment is going to enhance your life. So some examples are, for me, I wake up and I say to myself, what are some things that I want to do today? Or what are some of the things that I want to do this week? Or what are some of the things I want to do with my kids or my spouse? And so one of the things that Scott and I are going to do is a really fun 15-minute per room spring cleaning. And we're going to make it into a game show for us, kind of like Supermarket Sweep. What we're going to do is put the phone up. We're going to do a time lapse. We're going to have a timer for 15 minutes. And we're just going to say go. And in our bedroom, we're going to open up our nightstands. We're going to open up the drawers. We're going to clean off the clothes. We're going to do whatever we can. And when the buzzer goes off, that 15 minutes is done. And then we're going to go to our closet. And then we're going to go downstairs. And then I'm going to go to my car. And you're probably saying, well, you know, how'd you come up with that? I woke up one morning and I said, what is going to make me feel free in this space, right? And one of the things that's going to make me feel free is to free my mind and my house of clutter. By freeing a house of clutter, it's going to free my mind. It's going to make me feel more creative, especially because just like you, our company is working virtually. So by communicating with yourself, you're going to open up the door in your life and in your day to be able to do something else that's going to be really, really great for you and enhance the rest of your week. And really, after you come out of this stage of the quarantine, it's actually going to make you feel really great because you just cleaned out your mind, for me, cleaned out my closet and my house. So communicate with yourself just so you know what it is that you want to be able to push forward. Now, step number two is honesty. The second thing you can do after you communicate with yourself is be honest with yourself. Once you start to build that communication with yourself and the things that you want, you can be honest. Now, obviously, I'm talking about cleaning out the clutter in my mind and in my home. But as I go through these things, I can start saying things like, oh, well, this is what I need. This is what I don't need. And I can be honest as to why I actually need these things in my life. And it really opens up the conversation as Scott and I are cleaning out our house to have communication with each other, right? To be like, oh, do you want these clothes? When did you buy this? Oh, okay, I bought it here. Do you like it? How do you feel in it? And that might sound really trivial and really kind of silly, but at the same time, it's helping me connect to the things that I'm getting rid of because I'm cleaning out my closet, I'm cleaning out my life, and I'm able to communicate with my spouse while I'm doing it. And because I started this process of communication, I'm more apt to be honest with myself because I'm putting myself in a place where I can really feel free. Right? And when you can feel free around yourself, you could be more honest with yourself. And when you are more honest with yourself, it takes you to number three, which is commitment. When you can have really great communication and you can really be honest with yourself, the next thing you'll be able to do is commit a little more because you won't let those dishonest things filter in, and you know how to communicate with yourself, so you know what it is that you want. You know what you want to go after. A lot of times, if we don't communicate with ourselves or if we're not honest with ourselves, our communication falters because we focus more on what we don't want rather than focus on what we do want. And the way to focus on what you do want is to be able to communicate with yourself and be honest with yourself. It helps your commitment because you don't let the negativity get in the way and block you from moving forward. The next thing you can do is give back to yourself. So number four is giving back to yourself. Can you imagine if you really have great communication with yourself and you're honest with yourself and you can commit to who you are, it frees the space for you to give back to yourself, to give yourself time to work out, to not feel guilty that you had to send the kids to swim class or not feel guilty to say, hey guys, you have to work out today. Or you might have to go play on the iPad and do something on your own so that you can have your time, right? Think about that. If you can give yourself time, and I talked about this in the beginning of the year, my word for the year was time, to maximize my time, to maximize my time with the people, maximize my time with my family, maximize my time at work. So if you think about time, for me, I knew that it was going to be for me giving back to myself. And if you kind of recall that post I put up in the beginning of the year, and maybe I'll post it up for you again in stories. If you go back to that post, I said, hey, what is a word that's going to represent you for the year, right? Maybe it's commitment, maybe it's time, maybe it's joyfulness, right? And if you actually go after those things, you can really feel absolutely wonderful. And by going after those things, that's just giving back to yourself, giving yourself time, giving yourself joyfulness, giving yourself the things that you need. And in addition to that, by giving yourself the things that you need, you're able to communicate better with the people around you because you actually know what it is that you want. Hey, what's up, everyone? I know you like to have fun just like I do. And for fun around our house, we drink dry farm wines. We love it simply because, number one, who doesn't love a wine night or something fun to wind down on a weekend or on a Friday? And number two, this wine is amazing because it's all natural, additive-free, it's lab-tested for purity, sugar-free, and it's low alcohol. That, to me, is absolutely amazing. You can go to dryfarmwines.com/SeanT, order it, and please let me know how you like it. Because you know what? I love to raise my glass to a nice ending to a great day. Always trust and believe in the wine, too. The next thing is, and this is actually one of my favorite, is letting go. Like letting go of the past. Think about it. I'm talking about one of the things that I did by communicating with myself is that I'm actually going to clean out and declutter my mind and my house, right? By decluttering, I'm letting go of things. I'm cleansing things. Right now, I have 10 amazing women in a mentorship program that I'm doing over 3 months. And the second part of the process is the cleanse. And right now, everyone is cleansing themselves of the negativity and starting to really bring clear, positive, crisp, open mindset to their life. Right? So the more you're able to say, you know what, I'm going to cleanse this, I'm going to cleanse that, the more you're able to let go of the things that are holding you back, right? That's the first part of transformation, really, is being able to realize that you can let go of the things that are holding you back. And I always use this example and the example of the relay race and passing the baton. Yes, the first person that started your journey, whether it was a mental or fitness journey, that first person will always be the strongest person you know. But at the same time, they pass the baton to you so that you are able to build strength on what they've done. In essence, they've let go. They're still there. They still have amazing power. Meaning you still have amazing power, but you're not holding on to the negativity because you've proven to yourself that you are powerful already. So let go of the things that have been holding you back and really grasp the things that are going to help you push forward, which takes me to number six. Number six, pushing forward means being you. If you do all of these things, communicate with yourself, have honesty, commitment, giving back to yourself, letting go, you could be you. Like, how incredible is it for you to have a moment in time each and every day where you could just be you, dress how you want, live how you want, talk how you want? All of this started by you just having that first step of being able to communicate with yourself. Now, some people might be like, oh my gosh, how am I going to be me? Well, I have a course that goes through all of these steps is very well in depth, and I really talk about it in there. You have a worksheet and everything. But right now, I'll tell you, the more you can really visualize who you are right now at this very moment, the more you can do that with your eyes closed the first thing in the morning when you wake up, the more you can do that, the more you start to visually practice what it's like to be you. Practice conversations you have with your spouse. Practice the conversations you have with yourself. Practice the conversations you have in your mind when you're working out. Practice the conversations you have when you go into work, or practice the conversations that you have with yourself when you have to give a presentation. The more you practice that, the more you visualize it, the more you visualize it, the more you become one with yourself. And the more you become one with yourself will take you to number seven, which is connecting to yourself. And in closing, I want to say this and ask you this. Wouldn't you want to connect with yourself daily? Whether it was something really good or maybe it's not so good, wouldn't you want to connect to yourself daily? Waking up every single day and giving is a really great thing because I too like to serve. But waking up every day and giving to yourself, Communicating with yourself first and to yourself first is going to bring you so much joy, not because the subject line of what you're saying is happiness, but it's going to bring you joy because you've given back to yourself immediately. Now, a lot of you out there might be like, Shanti, but this takes such a long process and it takes such a long time to do. Yes, it does. And it's called commitment. Being able to commit to yourself. But we remember that first step. The more you talk to yourself in the second step, the more you're honest with yourself, the more you'll be able to commit because you start to know you. So with that said, I'm so excited to share with you that not only am I asking you to be more you, but I'm also going to be more of myself and bring more of myself into this podcast, to bring more of myself into Trust and Believe, and to push this podcast to the next level. And I'm so excited that we are going to relaunch the next episode with Robin Roberts. All of the things that I just told you about, these seven steps to really help you enhance your life and connect to who you are things that I got from Robin Roberts over the last 12 years, watching her on TV, becoming a huge fan. So it is with great pleasure that next week you are going to hear such a powerful, motivating, and inspiring interview with our new format of Trust and Believe. So there won't be any new additional downloads that you need to do. You just have to be ready every single week to have a pen, to have a paper, to be fulfilled, to know that we are out here pushing you to do the best that you can do. And taking this podcast to the next level so that you can continue and enhancing your life and always trusting and believing in who you are. So we have some great content for you. I hope that you really, really enjoy, number one, yourself. And number two, I hope you enjoy what I have to bring to you. Because over the last 20 years, starting fitness, it has really become a mental fitness journey for me. And to be able to serve you and share this with you is absolutely amazing. And it feels like I'm being able to serve every single day while still being able to fill up my cup. So I want you to trust and believe in who you are. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if this is your first time listening to Trust and Believe. And please, please, please leave a review. The reason why I want you to leave a review is because there are people out there who need to trust and believe in who they are. And it might be what you say that gets them to listen to this podcast and say, you know what, these steps, these things that I'm hearing, these empowering and powerful messages are exactly what they need to enhance their life. And you, as my fit fam and a transformer, can really be the driving force to helping someone else change. Just remember, I trust and believe in who you are, and I hope you trust and believe in you. And I'll say this, I hope you're ready because we're taking Trust and Believe to the next level. Take care of yourself, quarantine yourself, make sure you wash your hands, make sure you think positively, make sure you have the conversations you need to enhance your life, and that first conversation should start with you. My name is Sean T. Thank you so much. I would also love to thank Team Sean T behind the scenes there who makes this podcast great, Alex Colorio. She is the production manager behind Trust and Believe. She is amazing. She's doing such a great job to help bring you the content that you need and that you deserve to push yourself forward. Steve Armato, who is an amazing guy who does the video production that is so focused on getting you the message visually, and Todd Midget, who does sound. He loves to really bring you the energy and feeling so that you can walk away feeling really great. And also other members of Team Sean T, Chip Hoffa, Sam Knight, Scott Blocker, and Erica Vane, who are all out there pushing forward so that the Trust and Believe message gets to you in the best way so that you feel powerful. Always trust and believe. My name is Sean T. Peace out.
Hold up. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.